Blog Talk Radio.
You're talking on a phone. Why don't you call me and let me know? Oh, you fucking forget it, man.
Options on the screen. Selecting.
In his sight, frolics round the world. And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Inner Sight Cuckoo Funnies. And hopefully, we'll get some of our people on if we ever get the engineer off our ass. But anyway. It's another story. Hope we have a little fun tonight. That's what we're here for. Goof around. You hear about the guy who went to a doctor, supposed to have a urine test? Studied all week for it. Dirty old. Yeah, so Inner Sight. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. So check it out. I want to thank Joanne Diamond for the food, for my guide dog. Appreciate it. The rescue tablets, and for all her help. All right. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net is the email over there. You want to contact them electronically. Inner Sight, yeah. And let's see. I want to thank Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, New York. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get a house, get some good info. Get a house without a mouse. That's a good idea. Yeah. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty. Over there in Long Island, New York. All right. All the beautiful children of the world. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo. Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few of them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And we love all the children. Let's see, what else we got? Suffolk Bus Corp, we thank them for all their help over the years. And SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Any information you may need on advocacy or organizations or agencies or Social Security and all that stuff, call SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, at 631-880-7929. Tell them you heard about it here on Inner Sight. And we can recommend a good civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi, at 516-783-9662. Any questions about the Americans with Disability Act and all that stuff? Give Jimmy a call. 516-783-9662. This is the Inner Sight Frolics, and I don't believe we're going to have an engineer on this
tonight. I'm here, right here. I was waiting.
Well, there you are.
You know. Yeah, I've been
alive.
I was listening. I am alive.
All right.
But I accidentally opened the wrong mic without glasses. Sorry.
Give me some honeymoon of music.
Oh, I have to look.
Before you fade out.
Before I fade out, before I die. everybody's on me today.
Well, don't die, because I don't do memorials. There's no gasoline in the tank. Well, they finally gas it up. Then I get on the road, and everybody's got the wrong change. People are in a bad mood. They start yelling at me. One woman tries to get on the dog with on the bus with a 6-foot big dog. I said, "You can't bring that big dog on the bus." She says, "I need that dog." I'm telling you, they're all nuts. Two drunks get on the bus and they start fighting. I either stop the bus, call the police, and get them off.
Gee, Ralph.
Yeah.
I got your dinner already.
I don't want to eat. I'm too tired. Hey, what's this?
Oh, that's Norton's gift for Jim McKeever.
Jim McKeever? Who's Jim McKeever?
That's his foreman in the sewer.
His foreman in the sewer? You mean to tell me he's going to give a foreman in the sewer a beautiful ring like this? He never gave me nothing.
Now, Ralph, it's Jim McKeever's anniversary. 15 years underwater.
15 years underwater and he's still alive?
He
deserves more than a ring. Anyway, see, oh boy, this ring fits me good.
Well, you better take it off. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Jim McKeever.
All right, all right, all right. I'll take it off. Imagine that. Friends with him for all these years, and he gives somebody else a present.
What's the matter, Ralph?
I can't get the ring off.
Oh, no. What are you going to do now?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Maybe put some butter on your finger. Maybe it'll come off.
Butter? At 15 cents a pound? Are you crazy? I'll get it off. Just let me go inside and relax.
You better get it off, Ralph. Norton's coming down for the ring. He's got to give it to Jim McKeever.
Jim McKeever. Hello, Alice. How you doing there? Everybody's getting ready to give Jim McKeever the gift there for his anniversary in the sewer. You got my ring?
Yeah. It's on Ralph's finger.
Ralph's finger?
Yeah, and he can't get it off.
That's like King Farouk trying to get into Gary Cooper's bathing suit. Now, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I got to have that ring.
I don't know, Ed.
Well, only one thing to do. I'm going to go upstairs and get the boys and bring them all down here and then let them see the ring. Let them just see it. I knew I should have got them suspenders. All right, fellas, come on in. And oh yeah, a nice place. Oh, yeah, they want to see that ring. Yeah, where's that ring? Oh, yeah.
Ralph. Mr. McKeep is here with the sewer crew. They want to see the ring.
Want to see the ring, huh? How'd you like to get this ring right in your...
Ralph!
Yeah, dirty. Oh, boy, what if... Oh, let me see that ring. Oh, yeah, let me see. Okay. Give me that hand. Pull that finger off. Now, get out, everybody. Get out. Bunch of maniacs. Tell you. I still didn't get the ring off. I may never get it off. Jim McKeever. Anniversary in the sewer, 15 years underwater. He'd be better off be drowned.
No.
All right, in his sight. And, did you hear about the guy who heard a story today? A guy who... He says he can't celebrate Mother's Day. By the way, happy Mother's Day to all you mummies out there. But this guy can't celebrate Mother's Day because his mother was a mean, no good, you know what.
S.O.B.?
So my mother was kind of mean, too. She let these doctors blind me and never did a thing about it. See?
Mm.
So this guy... I told him, I said, you know, we have something in common between your mother and my mother. They never really did right by us, you know. And he says, yeah. He says, I said, you should have got your money from your mother, but she never left you nothing. That's right. That's right, he says. So, she did leave me something. You remember that? Remember that Gleason story where he inherits $40 million?
Yes.
He said, well, I didn't inherit. He said, I inherited the same thing Gleason did, the bird, the parrot. Yeah?
Yeah.
The only thing is, my parrot was dead.
Oh, dead.
And that's what I have to remember my mother by, a dead bird.
That's pretty bad.
All right. Yeah. I told a joke at the beginning of that. Maybe I should repeat that joke if nobody heard it.
Okay.
This fella's going to the doctor. He needs a urine test, see?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So he had to take the test. He studied all week for it. What?
I don't think that's the matter with you. Study for.
What kind of a joke is that? I don't know. We're going to do a little Laura Hardy later. We got Jimmy Dinigan.
Yeah.
Oh, wait till you hear this one. Jimmy Dinigan trying to get medicine from Mr. Kramer.
Even better.
Mr. Kramer, I got to have medicine. Jimmy, what are you talking about?
I'll tell you what happened in the classroom, see? And he went down in the basement to try to get medicine.
In the basement? Wait, is there anything in the basement?
Kramer was in the basement.
Oh, he's hiding from him.
Yeah, he had his office down there.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, he was all the way down in the basement.
He's hiding.
All right, tell you about that,
and
we got Louis. Louis should be up.
Oh, okay.
Get Louis on the line.
That'd be good.
What else? Lauren Hardy. If we have time, we'll do the philosopher.
Definitely.
On why the virus is over. Why it's over.
Why it's over the hill more than it's over.
All right. So, Inner Sight, frolics around the world. Give me some, what do I want? I want Lauren Hardy music.
Okay, hang on. Let me get it.
All right. Yeah, I got a new phone. And I have to do all the work. You're the one who has to lose some weight, not me. What happened to the music?
It's there. It's very low, though.
No. Turn it up. Now go and get it. Well, all right, I'll just do. Don't sweep that dust all over me, or you a moron. Well, maybe if you could breathe better, you wouldn't need this. You wouldn't need that oxygen tube.
Uh-oh.
I can breathe. What are you talking about? Well, why are you walking around with that big pipe for?
Pipe.
That's not so I can breathe. That's for decorative purposes.
Decorative
purposes.
Decorative
purposes.
What are you going to decorate?
I'm going to decorate my body. Well, I hate to tell you this, Holly, but if you you're going to decorate your party, you need a much bigger pipe. Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Now, get over there and clean out that closet. Well, what do you want me to do with all your old clothes? My old clothes? Well, of course, we'll donate them to charity. call up the Undertaker Association. Undertaker Association for the clothes? That's right. Well, now, wait a minute. What's an undertaker going to do with old clothes? Gonna put them on old bodies, of course. Hello? Is this the National Undertakers Association? Yes? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Am I ready for what? What do you think? People only call us when they're ready for one thing. To go under. I don't want to go under. I want to donate some clothes to you. Clothes? We don't need clothes. When they put them under, that's it. There's nothing on them. Will you cut that out? Donate. By the way, there's a lesson in this. If you have any old clothes, donate them to the nearest undertaker.
Or the nearest thrift shop, at that matter.
Nah, thrift shop. That's too easy. You're better off with the undertaker.
Oh, yeah, I have both in town, an undertaker and a thrift shop.
All right, in a sight.
Open.
Frolics. Got Dinigan coming up with the trying to get medicine from Kramer. What else? They got the philosopher coming up.
Yep.
And Louie. Let's see.
It's going to be a good show.
Huh?
This is going to be a great show, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have, we'll tell you about the guy in the library who wouldn't turn off the computer when he had the gruesome pictures on. A guy who he claimed he was studying to be a surgeon.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you about him coming up. All right. Is Louie on the line?
Let me look, okay? Hold on.
Louie on the line.
Hold on.
Boom, 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 boom.
Louie is
Anybody want to hear me do my Bing Crosby impersonation?
Okay, go ahead. No.
Ba 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 boo 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 boom ba 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 boom ba 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 bee ba boom ba boom. Well, did you hear the joke Bob Hope told one night? You know they were good friends supposedly. So Bob says, one night, Bing was practicing in his home and the windows were open. It was very warm and he's going boom 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 boom. Well, they finally called the local police and wrapped them up in a white sheet and took them away.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. We got Louie on there?
Not yet.
Oh, well.
I'm going to refresh, see if he came back. Hold on.
All right.
If he came.
So give me the philosopher.
Yeah, hold on. We haven't done that in a while. Hold on.
Disabled friendly philosopher.
Oh, yeah.
On Inner Sight, live, around the world.
All right, coming soon.
Getting a little music going here.
Yeah.
Here we go. again, but tone it down. You're trying to blast me out of the universe.
Everything was turned up. I don't know how it all going up.
I don't know, but you're supposed to be the engineer. You got to know what you're doing on this show. Otherwise, forget it.
No, they don't have good turning.
You don't get paid.
I don't
get
paid
anyway.
That's right. I'm a volunteer.
You get what you pay for.
Come on, this thing is annoying. Now it logged out. You like that?
In sight.
I'm doing stuff and it logs out.
Disabled friendly philosopher. You're not supposed to talk.
I'm not the engineer.
You're supposed to work the board without talking. Be an engineer.
Well, I'm not only the engineer. I'm the co-host, too.
Well, you're not doing either one right now.
Yeah.
Where's that music?
I'm waiting for it to come up.
All right. The disabled philosopher. And they say, all right, that the virus is over. Well,
yeah, right.
We say that it never started. How could it be over if it never started?
That'd
now,
be nice.
What are they going to do with all the vaccination that they didn't
use?
Oh,
that's a good one.
I tell you what they're going to do. They're going to throw it in the ocean. And the poor fish. The poor fishes have to inhale that and drink it and absorb that.
Aww.
That's horrible. Now they got a big mess, see? With the poor fishies having to eat that vaccination. The poor things. What are you going to do? It's going to get worse. That's
Excuse
right.
Excuse me, Frank. When do you want the extra? Now, whatever you need. I'm back at the board.
Philosopher music I want.
Okay.
That's the setting for the music.
Okay.
All right, and so now they're going to take all this vaccine, go out in the middle of the ocean, and probably dump it. What they should do is take the doctors out in the middle of the ocean and dump them.
Dump them.
Along with the FDA and all the FBA and the BAP and all
goodness,
that other
yes.
for creating this stuff.
It's a mess.
I tell you, it's a mess. Now, what's going to, you know, in about 10 years.
Uh-oh.
Give me that music in the background. Keep it going.
Okay.
In about 10
Here
years, if you see people walking, you see people walking around the street, and they got little bumps on them with horns, and they're looking stupid, you know what that is? That's because they took the vaccine. That's the long time side effects.
Oh, there you go.
They don't know about that yet.
Uh-oh.
What are they going to do about that? Then some company's going to make money on that. They're going to come up with another drug. You want
to
be dehorned? Take this one.
Yeah, right.
Dehorned. I tell you, folks, it's a big mess because they don't know what they're doing. And they gave out this stuff, and now they're stuck with the surplus. They call it a surplus. The army has surplus, but you can't give this stuff to the army because it's no good.
That's right. You want people to take the fourth shot. I didn't take the third.
All right, in a sight. Yeah, they got to come up with a name for the...
What?
Side effects of the vaccination.
Yeah.
See these people walking around with pointy horns and puffed up.
Oh, shut up. Oh, sorry, not that.
Puffed up skin.
Right?
And they're going to talk funny, too. I think they ought to call it. Vaccine-itis.
Hey, uh-oh.
Hey, let's have a contest. What do you think they should call the name? 213-816-1650. What should they call the side effects, the long-term side effects of the vaccination? Anybody got any ideas? 213-816-1650. You come up with a good name for this. I think it should be called vaccination-itis.
Vaccination-itis? That's good, too.
Well, maybe itis vaccination.
Call it the killer. I call it the killer.
Bacillus?
No, the killer. K-I-L-L-E-R. Killer.
Oh, the killer.
Yeah.
All right, another name. All right, in a sight, Dinnigan's coming up. And, oh, did you hear the story about the guy in the library? See?
Mm.
And he's at the computer. You know, you go to the library, they give you a certain amount of time you go on the computer, see?
That's good.
So this guy uploaded all these gruesome bodies with blood and everything and yuckies and all kinds of teeth hanging out and everything.
Yeah.
And he's really into this stuff, see, and he loves it.
Oh, I hope he didn't
do it.
Oh,
yeah, look at all this. Isn't it beautiful? Look how beautiful it is. Yeah, I love it. Oh, yeah, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a surgeon. I want to cut up a few people. Yeah.
For what
be a doctor,
reason,
you know?
Gabriel?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, they don't even have to give me any money. I'll do it for fun. I'll just cut up people for fun and put some parts in and take parts out and...
there you go. That's what they do anyway.
Yeah, put them on the side.
Yeah.
A couple of parts on... Do you ever part your hair on the side? That's not the same thing, you idiot. Oh. Yeah, so he's looking at all this stuff, see? And all of a sudden, the librarian, who make their rounds. See, they go around in the library and they check and they look over your shoulder to make sure that you're not doing any pornographic degradation.
Sure, anything wrong?
You know, they gotta watch this place. You know, people could just snap on any kind
of story
of thing
that I gotta tell you about.
Wait a minute. So they go, they look, go around, and the librarian comes over to this guy, who's Gabriel, you know, and she says, "Oh, what are you doing? That's dreadful. That horrible a video. You can't watch that in the library." You know, I gotta watch it. I'm gonna be a surgeon. I had to go to school, and they told me to watch this. I got to write a whole article about it. See, and it's very important that I see this.
Well, you can't see it in the library. You have to go into private dwellings to see this. You must not look at this in the outer extremities of the Alcipatundan of the library.
why do you sound like a drunken high priest?
What? How dare you? I'm shutting this computer down till further notice.
No, don't shut it down. No, please. Please, I'll die. Please, I got to see this. Please.
Now you'll have to leave this library immediately or suffer the consequences.
The what?
Consequences.
What'd you say?
Consequences.
So he tried to put the thing back on, but the librarian locked it, see?
Yeah.
They put a lock on it.
Yeah.
It's now under lock and key. You cannot access this computer no longer. And you must bear the consequences.
Poor Gabriel. So he lost his paper because they wouldn't let him watch the gruesome bodies of the on the video, you know.
Right.
All right, in a sight around the world. Let's see if we got Louis Rivera on the line.
Yeah, I want to take a look. Hold on. Oops.
Louis Rivera.
Let me look.
On In A Sight Live, if we can get him.
Yeah, right.
Let's see.
What a night.
8:35, New York. Funnies. In A Sight.
How come this don't work? Shit. Excuse me.
Is Louis on the line?
I'm waiting to look. It's not loading it up.
Oh, you don't know if he's on.
No, I don't. I'm trying to get in right now to the show.
Oh, we'll do it. Let's do the dinner again, and then you go back to that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, it's a beautiful sunny day in 138, PS 138, Brooklyn. You know.
Of course.
And Jimmy, of course, is late as usual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. They gave him. They used to give him detention because he was late. But he didn't care. You know, he goofed off.
Oh, here's Louie. Okay.
So he comes in late, and as soon as he comes in, you know, as is his style, he starts in with something. You know, he says, "Meek Ma, I gotta get some medicine."
Oh no.
And she says, "What? What are you talking about, Jimmy?
I need medicine."
"Medicine for what?"
"For me. I don't feel good. I got something wrong with me."
"What do you mean? Did you go to the doctor?"
"Yeah, no, I didn't go to the doctor. I went to visit the morgue."
"What? What? What are you talking about?"
My friend took me to the morgue, and I went in there, and I saw a dead body, and I don't feel good. You know what I mean, Miss Ma? Yeah, I got in trouble in the morgue."
"What do you mean you got in trouble in the morgue? How did you get in trouble?"
"Well, I went in the morgue, and they were doing old bodies, and tell Ginger Ale, fart in the glass, if you don't lie, going up your ass."
"Jimmy, sit down."
"But I got to get some medicine." "You think Mr. Kramer has some medicine?"
"No. You can't just take medicine. You have to go to a doctor and get a prescription."
"Ah, Miss Ma, you're a teacher. Can you give me a prescription?"
"A what?"
"A prescription." "I said prescription, not prescription." "That's what I said, prescription." "I want to go see Mr. Kramer. I don't feel good. I got to get...
Jimmy, stop that. Sit down." So he sits down, see?
Yeah.
And by this time, everybody's all stirred up because, they, you know, they're all... Start saying, "Well, what's wrong with Jimmy? Jimmy needs medicine. What's the matter with Jimmy? Is he sick?" You know, and
everybody keeps still. "There's nothing wrong with Jimmy. He's just acting out." No, I get the medicine in here.
Next thing you know, Jimmy goes out the door. He runs out the door. "Jimmy, come back here." He runs out the door and goes down to the basement. Kramer calls Miss Ma.
Yeah.
You know, and you could hear her. Well, you know, in those days they had these phones that were really loud. You could hear the whole conversation. You know?
Yeah, you can.
So Kramer says to her, "Why did you send Jimmy down here?" She goes, "I'm sorry, Mr. Kramer. I didn't send Jimmy down there. He ran out of the classroom and came to your office. Can you please help him? What am I going to do? I can't help. Jimmy, what are you doing? Mr. Kramer, you got any medicine? You got any medicine? What do you mean, medicine? Well, I don't feel good. I went to the morgue. What? Jimmy, what are you talking about? I went to the morgue and I sang Pale Ginger Ale and I got sick and I need some medicine. What kind of medicine you got?
Yeah, I don't know if you were, when you were a kid, a lot of kids are fascinated by medicine. That's why they came out with the childproof bottle.
Oh, they have to. Oh, yeah. That was,
you know, so you put the stuff... You put the stuff in the medicine cabinet,
yeah.
And next thing you know, the child is investigating.
It's open.
Know?
Yeah.
So Kramer had this medicine cabinet. He was a real nut for medicine. He took everything.
Yeah.
You know, he took something for his foot, something for his hand. He had a little pain in his arm. He took something. He took all kinds of pills. He was a pill popper. You ever see those people who are pill poppers?
Oh. I hate it.
That was Kramer.
Oh, that was
so,
him? Oh, I got a headache? Boom?
Yeah. So Jimmy goes over to the the medicine cabinet that Kramer
yeah.
kept in his office, you know.
Yeah.
And he kept it under lock and key.
There you go.
So Jimmy said, man, Kramer, why you got the medicine door locked up? I can't get the medicine. Man, Jimmy, get away
right.
from that. Get away from that medicine cabinet. You just can't take anything in there.
Why not? It's good for you, right? All kinds of medicine. You got all kinds of different color pills and everything. Nice medicine. Give me. Ah!
And he starts banging on the door. Kramer called the nurse.
Yeah.
And the nurse came in and Jimmy, come with me. I'll give you some medicine.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Yeah, I want Mr. Kramer's medicine.
Sorry, you're a dude. That's
what a thing, man.
Tell
you, what
yeah,
a day.
What a thing is right.
So she took him out of there, and I don't know what she gave him. You know, she might have had some sugar pills. You know, a lot of times when anybody freaked out, they give you sugar
yeah.
pills. Tell you with medicine. Anyway, what was your story?
Oh, about... it's about when I had a reaction once to the medicine that they were giving me, and then they asked me, do you take this medicine usually? No, not only would you give it to me, now you're making, you know... I think it had pea protein in it, and it had some other, thing in it, and I was allergic to it. So I said, I can't take
yeah.
this now because I'm allergic to peas. And they said, well, it's not that much. I said, I don't care. I can't take it, you know. So that was my grandiose story. But there was more I've had recently.
What did you do, break out in hives or what?
Hives and welting, too.
Welts?
Yeah.
You had the whelps and the hives
yeah.
and the chelps.
Whatever that was, I had that too.
No. All right, in a sight, frolic. So let's see. Let me go down
we
the line here. Monday night's Mad or Glad. Tuesday open mic. Wednesday's our nursing home show.
Okay.
And Thursday... a different subject every Thursday. Friday night's the funny. That's the whole...
Oh, yeah.
That's the whole ball of wax. Is Louis on the line?
Yes, he is. Let me go back.
Oh, good. Louis Rivera, Louis the Lip on Inner Sight Live.
Here he comes.
Around the world. There he is.
All right. Here he is.
Hello there. This is Louis Rivera. Welcome to the Friday night Frolics. I was listening first to Frank Perino. What's that show? Shenanigans? That's what we were doing.
What's that?
What was that I just heard? Shenanigans or something?
Wow, what I just talked about, talking about Jimmy Dinikin with the medicine.
Oh, my name is Jimmy Medicine, number two, and I'm talking to Frank Perino and his laughing jokes. He swallowed a feather and he tickled his stomach, and he went to Rosanna, then I gave him the love drops to Connecticut. And meanwhile, I talked to that chick. You want to dance with me? Sure, get on the dance floor. We're going to shake that booty right on that floor, and then that's all you have to say. And maybe I'll give you a little sip, a shot of love drops, and give it a little sip and make it taste yummy, yummy, yummy all the time. I mean, yeah. Jimmy Dinikin here talking to Suzanne, and she's got a lot. She's the funniest lady on the Inner Sight Block Talk Radio on the Frolics, and they make me laugh. Funny.
Hey, Louie, I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Maybe here, wait. Okay, okay, Frank, but I'll let you let roller go on ahead.
Yeah. Well, how would you, if you could interview Connie and Chrissy, what would you ask them? What kind of questions? You got any idea?
I'm going to do a joke.
I
got on the Saturday night on the Access Channel on 11 to midnight on the Saturday night. I checked they look good, you know, those two lovely faces.
Yeah. I'd like to hear you
interview. I can go on the show.
Them.
I got to get info for Connie and Chrissy. I got to hear the voices, you know. They look outside with those pink dresses and white dresses and then hoodies.
They would let you know what they need prior to the show to be active.
Oh, your phone is going off. It's gobbling.
Is that my phone?
Is that better? No, mine.
Yeah.
Is that better?
No, not you, Louie.
Hello, Suzanne.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
This is Louie Rivera.
Hey,
Jimmy Dinikin, number two. I'm talking to my buddy, my buddy Frank Perino, making everybody laugh, and I'm giving out the love drops.
Imagine if Connie and Chrissy were going to have a boxing match. That would be funny.
Boxing match.
And Howard Cosell was going to call it, you know. That would be funny, wouldn't it?
I'm thinking of, you know how they roller skate and they bump into you and they... Like that's the old fashioned roller skate races. I think
no, that's boring. I want a nice a boxing match between Connie and Chrissy, you know. And this is Howard Cosell with the main event, and Louis the Lip is the referee. See. Now listen, I want a nice clean fight. No pulling hair or gouging or stepping on anybody's feet or kicking them in the shins or anything like that, you know. And if you want to fight, join the army.
Yeah, right.
Now, shake hands and come out fighting.
There you go.
Or go home, either one.
Or go home, that's it.
Hey, Lou.
Talk to me.
Give us a good song. We need a good song.
Yeah, make us happy.
Perk things up. A nice
start up my
nice classic song or whatever you got. Good song.
Oh, who are your people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. Say, who are your people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day. Oh, I want to talk to Connie and Chrissy on the phone. If Connie and Chrissy's on the show, two pretty ladies dressed so good. Meanwhile, you talk to lady to lady. I watch her all the time on public access. And Connie Chrissy is the people in your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood, and Chrissy and Connie in your neighborhood. The people that you meet when you're walking down the street. La, 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 la. Easy.
Where'd you hear that song?
You made it up. Some of it.
Where'd you get that song, Lou?
From the 1969 children's show Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah. Sesame Street. Yeah, that was a good kid show, yeah.
Yeah.
I started watching in 1969 when I first started.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
With that character, Big Bird.
Yeah. Or the big Snuffleupagus, the elephant. Nobody could see him. That's even better.
Well, Mother's Day coming up. On Sunday, you know.
Can you believe that? How quick?
Oh, I am in my mother. I'm going to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, go ahead. Wish her a happy Mother's Day.
Maybe we'll go out Italian. I'm going to get her sangria.
There you go.
Wait a minute. You're going to get your mother drunk?
No. She's not have drunk.
Holy,
I got to give her a little
smoke.
Sip.
There's nothing worse than a drunken mother.
Uh-oh.
And I can't put the other word in because we're on blog radio.
You got to be nice.
You know what, you're Frank? Let me ask you a question. I could give Suzanne some of my drink and give her some.
The Sandria? I like Sandria, believe it or not.
Which one do you like?
Which one do I like? With fruit. I like all different fruit. When
that's
they put
the only
in,
one
like,
there is a sangria fruit. Right?
Yeah, but they put a lot of all different fruits and all different juices. I don't mind anything. I like that one the best. It reminds me of my dad. That's why.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou.
My father loved sangria. He lived sangria. That's even better. He loved it a lot.
What's a good Mother's Day song, Lou? We need a good Mother's Day song.
Oh, man, let me think, too.
Hold on, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, you got one? Mama.
Oh, I like that song.
Why did you treat me like you did? Mama, you're dirty, no good. I mean,
Frank, be good. She's the one who brought you into this earth. Yeah, I know.
Mama, why do you remind me of Dracula, Mama?
Dracula ain't better.
You
nice
look like... You look like
Dracula.
King Farouk from the back without the
uh-oh
front, Mama.
King Farouk,
hey,
even
Luke
better.
Oh,
yes. We need a good, that's a good Mother's Day song for some people.
Yeah.
There
Mama
aren't too many Mother's Day songs, are there?
No. That's like a dedication, that song, Mama, like that to his mother, I think. Who sang that again?
That's for, that's a song talking about a mother who passed away.
Yeah, no.
Connie Francis.
Yeah. Connie Francis song.
Pretty song.
All right. Salute to Connie Francis. I hope she's all right. She lives in Jersey, I know.
Lipstick on your collar.
Uh-oh,
tell the tale on you. Lipstick on your collar. Pull the chain on you. I bet your darling dollar they will say we're through. And lipstick on your collar, tell a tale on you, yeah.
Told a tale on you, yeah. Told a tale on you, woo. Yeah, that's one of her
really
pop songs.
Nice ones. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
All right, we wish all the mommies a healthy Mother's Day.
Well,
yeah.
Unfortunately, in 2021, they took my mommy away.
Yeah,
so
you and millions of others.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Frolics, and I want to thank Louis Rivera.
Yeah, well, sounds good. Thank you very much. Make
You're
sure
welcome,
you tune in next Friday. We're going to have a lot of fun with Rosanna Valdana and the pretty Connie and Chrissy, and we're going to have a good time together. And don't forget, tomorrow night at 11 to midnight, Saturday night, Public Access presents Date Night with Connie and Chrissy. All right.
All right. In a sight. Thank
all right.
you.
Thanks, Lou.
Hey, guys. Have a good weekend. Happy
you
Mother's
too,
Day
Lou.
To all your mothers out there.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Lou.
I love you, Suzanne.
Hey, we love you, too, and I love you, too. Let's,
I missed your phone call Tuesday.
Yeah, I wasn't quite with it that day. My husband
okay,
was in the hospital.
I owe you a drink.
Oh, thank you, Lou. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're in my heart.
Oh, thank you, Lou. You take care, okay?
Okay. Right. Take care, Frank and Suzanne.
All right. Yes, thanks.
All right. Thank
Frolics.
You.
And anybody out there, you got any good jokes? 213-816-1650. Remember that old Henny Youngman joke? Take my wife. Take my wife. That's all he kept
yeah,
saying.
Sort of. Take my wife. Take my wife.
And one
yeah,
guy called him up and
them,
he said, I'll take
that,
her. I'll take her. I'll take her, Mr. Youngman. He says, how much you got? He says, I'll give you $2. $2?
Oh, boy.
I'll take it. $2. Yes.
I got $2. That's all I have right now. And I help a lot of people
yeah.
today. You see how
all right, in a
sight. I just got one
we'll
thing
be
to
with
say.
You Monday on the Mat of Glad.
I just wanted to say,
show.
You see how horrible it is when you first have, you know, your own money left over from the beginning of the month, and now it's just right on the cusp of being negative for me, but not yet. So I'm like, it's really annoying, to say the least. You know?
Well, you got to do something about it. Stop complaining
yes,
and do something about it.
I am, this time.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to take your oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And all these little potions that make a difference.
Yeah.
And inner sight reminds you. You know. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. That's our phone number. Call us up. Don't forget, we have a tentative date for a demonstration to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
That's
September
right.
17th, Saturday, 11 to 2. We're going to see if we can get enough support.
Definitely. I've got to start working on this tomorrow.
Pull it off.
Yep.
All right, in a sight, I want to thank everybody for listening. Hope you had a little fun. In a sight around the world. Thank you so much. And Barbara, if you're listening, don't ever call
Barbara.
Me again.
We haven't heard from Barbara in a while.